Hello, Saddies. Hi, how are y'all? Hope all is well. I know you can't respond. It's been a minute. It's been a month. I don't have an excuse as to why it takes me so long to record these episodes, but just know the longer it takes me to record one, the better I'm doing. I do love recording podcasts. I say the same shit every fucking episode, so I know you guys are probably like super tired of hearing that. But like I said, the better I'm doing. But I don't know. A lot of drama. There's always so much drama, dude. Like, I hate those bitches that are just like, I just try to live like a drama-free life. Drama finds you, okay? Unless you sit in your house all day, drama will find you. You'll be inconvenienced by something and it'll be drama. Just anything. Like, it's just inevitable. Like, you know, but if you didn't have drama, your life would be fucking boring. So, but those bitches who are like, I just try to, like, stay out of drama. Like, bitch, stop being a pick-me. Like, drama's unavoidable. It just is. You can't. Like it just happens. So, and it's not even like drama in my life, it's like my friends that I've just been listening to. Like, my life has been pretty like it's been going. I recently bought tickets to go to a music festival though, and that's not until September, so but I'm very excited. I need to trust my gut instincts a little bit more. And I need whoever is listening to this to trust their gut instincts too. Whatever you're feeling is valid. Even if it might be like a spurt. I'm sorry if y'all heard that. I just moved my recording stand around a little bit. So might have been like a little... You know? that was a good little sound. I mean, that was my mouth just now. I can update since the last thing I talked... Last stuff I talked about. I think I talked about me and my friend being in a fight. This guy who was playing me. And I think I just went on a long rant about how that man pissed me off about not speaking to him. Which, update... I still don't speak to him when I see him out. I still see him often, and I won't speak to him because of that one night when he tried to be like, you didn't speak to me. And guess what? Because it's like, I don't have to speak to you. This is my fucking mouth. If I don't want to open it, I don't have to. But I wasn't not speaking to him to be mean. I just didn't see him. But since he expects a hello, he won't get one now. Don't play. Not a bitch to be toyed with, because... Don't cause unnecessary problems for me. Like, don't... That was a lot of energy that night. He should have went somewhere else with that. For real. But I'm glad I'm sitting down and doing this. I forget how much I love it, but I just really be doing so much, going out of town, doing fucking everything under the moon, and forgetting to do some... To do this, which is very important to me. And I know I'm always like, I'm gonna set up an email so y'all can ask me questions. I'm going to do that. When? I don't know. Okay, I have a lot going on. I gotta move in a couple months. I gotta just so much shit to do. And when I get in a good place to do it, I will do it. And I will have this popping off. But I am sorry it does take me so long to record episodes. I am gonna try to get better about that. Maybe make it to where it's like every 2 weeks, because you guys deserve... This was originally, like I said, started for me, but now that people are listening and they care what's going on in my life, even if it is just bullshit to listen to while they do their makeup or clean their house or fucking, I don't know, pet their dog, but I'm grateful that people care. So I'm gonna take a little break. and get my water like you know I like to do. That's all I do when I take little pauses. I just get water and then I sit right back down in the same spot and record the podcast. I need to do a little bit better. I ain't showered today. So, I need to do that. And I need to go to dinner. And I need to eat. If you're listening to this and you haven't ate today, go get you a sandwich. And if you don't like sandwiches, stop listening to this podcast because sandwiches are good. Hey, I'm back. That ADHD be kicking my ass. I really don't be remembering what the fuck I be about to say. I be like, be having a whole thought gone. Gone. On to something else. So here's where I am in reference to the last couple of things I talked about in the last episode. Me and my friend, who I was like, oh, we like had gotten into a fight. We have not made up. We have not spoken. And I can't say that that's for the worse. Like, I don't know if that is somebody I want in my life. I don't know if... I just can't deal with people who have such victim mindsets. And if you're, like, a grown adult and you say that people are bullying you when these people have, like, absolutely no thought about you, like, at all because you're not that relevant, like, I don't know. She's just a little wacky. Something's wrong with my brain, but something's like very wrong with her brain. Like, I hate to say it, but she is just got the worst mindset. She has a pessimistic attitude. She thinks literally everyone's out to get her, and it's just like, dude, like, people have lives. Nobody cares that much about you. Like, they I'm sorry, maybe they do, but then that's a personal problem. But like, no one's that relevant in anybody else's lives. Like, people just have their own shit going on. They don't care that much. Like, move on. You shouldn't either. I haven't spoken to her, and I honestly can sit here and say that my life feels a lot better without her in it. And that sucks because she's not the first person I've had to cut off in my life. She's like the ninth. And usually when I get tired of people, there's one big blowout and then I never hear from them again. Mostly because I block them and I don't want to speak to them. But it's just because I'm not going to go back and forth with someone who doesn't even begin to see the error in their ways. It is okay to leave people where they stand. Leave them the fuck alone if they're stressing you out, because it's not worth it. In the same way you was living life before you met them, you'll be living the shit after. Like, they're not that important, and they never will be. I don't know. I don't know how to help her as a friend. I don't really care to help her as a friend. She stresses me out. She takes everything I say so personal, and I don't really know why. Like, she always is like, she's like, you're always mad at me. Baby girl, you don't have that much control over my emotions. No one does. Like, I'm in control of my life and how I feel, because you can't control what happens to you, but you can't control how you react to things and your perspective on the situation and how it's affecting you. Like, if you sit down and be like, I'm not gonna let this affect me or ruin my night or X, Y, and Z, then it won't. Like, you have to sit here and pack that shit in a box and put it away for the time being. But it's hard to be around her. She makes the energy stiff. She's negative. And I don't have time for that. Like, I'm happy. Like, I have shit that I need to figure out. And I need to figure out what my life plan is. I'm excited because tomorrow, me and my buddies are having like a little manifestation party. We're gonna make like manifestation boards. I like that better than vision board. And just kind of figure out where we want to go, because I don't want to live in the state that I'm in forever. I don't want to work at the job I'm working forever. I don't want the life that I have right now forever. I want to do something that's meaningful. I want to impact people. I want to care about people and people care about me. And I want to live a fruitful life where I travel and make money and have time to travel and can live while I'm young. Like, you know, everybody wants that though. So just kind of shitting on my ass right now. I got so off track. But yeah, I was telling y'all about my friend. I don't know if we're going to make up, and I can't say that I'm very sad that we haven't made up. So that is what it is. I don't have time. I don't have time or energy to deal with her and her energy because it's very nasty and negative. She's a horribly negative person. And she's always in a bad mood. She's always depressed. And it's just like, I get it. Like, I have depression too. But that's something that you have to work through. If you're not going to get help for it, you have to work through it. I'm sorry. Like, if I sat here and I let my depression win every fucking day, I would never do anything. And y'all would have 1,000 fucking episodes of this podcast because I would just sit in here and never fucking do anything. Just sitting here and talk to myself like I am now. Also, but that's done. I'm good on her. She can go fuck herself. She's annoying. Anyways, the guy I was seeing, the one who I told y'all was playing me, this Sunday that just passed, we got into like an argument and I took an edible. I got really fucking high. And I don't know if that's the higher self that, you know, people, when they manifest and they say, I'm trying to find my higher self, like the better version of yourself. I don't know if it actually means high, like you did drugs and got high, higher self. But either way, whether it's drugs higher or future higher, because it was a future version of me before it happened. I got high and I blocked his ass on everything. I blocked his phone number. I blocked him on social media. And I don't feel bad about it because I was like joking around and I call everybody like girl, like joking around. Because I don't really give a fuck about gender pronouns. Like, not in a way that, let me rephrase that. I don't like gender pronouns. I don't like saying that things are designated for boys, things are designated for girls, any of that. I think that's fucking stupid. I think the whole gender thing in society is dumb anyways. Like, it's just fucking stupid. It is. I don't like gender pronouns at all. Like, I don't like when people say things are girly or I can't do that. That's like, it offends me. It really does. So yeah, I don't fuck around with shit like that. I don't mind. It's just like, it doesn't really, you know. Either way, I was joking around. I was calling him girl. And like, I call everybody that, like, just joking around. Like, I obviously know he's not a female, and I don't understand why he got so upset. But I was like joking around. I was like, okay, girl. And he got mad and he threatened to block me. And like, that's just my personality. Like, that's just how I talk. Like, I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way. I obviously know he's not a woman. He knows he's not a woman. So I didn't expect him to backfire. Maybe it was like a sign of disrespect to him, like, I'm not one of your little friends, don't call me that. And that's fine, he could have said that, but the way he went about it was very rude. And then he threatened to block me, and I said, do it, bitch, don't fucking threaten it, don't, you know. And if you feel that way, maybe you want to do it a little bit at least. So when that edible hit, I blocked his ass, because fuck him. And then I went out to eat with my friend and I felt so bad because I was in a bad mood. And she was like, girl, fuck him. And I was like, fuck him. Yeah, fuck him for real. He didn't have to be so rude about it and threaten to block me. And don't threaten to block me like I need this. Like, you know, I look forward to talking to you. And I did. But also, I started thinking about, he's not bettering my life. Anytime I want to see this man, I have to go pick him up because he doesn't have a car. The last time we hung out, I spent like $40 on this because, lo and behold, he also is broke, which is not the end of the world, but also, like, I don't need to be spending that much money on him and not, like, you're not my man, you know? Like, I don't mind. I feel like I'm sounding awful and shallow right now, but I figured he wasn't doing anything beneficial to me. We have not had sex or anything like that. So I'm not getting pleased in that way. He isn't really nice to me. He's being rude through our messages. So I'm like, you're rude to me. I'm spending money on you. And what was the other thing? Rude to me, spending money on you. Not having sex with you. So what am I benefiting from this relationship? How are you helping me? And I'm not saying everybody who comes in your life has to help you, but they also shouldn't be hurting you either. He's making me upset, which is hurting me. I'm spending money on him, which is hurting my fucking pockets. I don't got it like that. I get up and go to work. I do not have it like that to be spending money on this clown. So I don't need him, you know, doing all that and being rude to me. Also, like, I don't need this. I have not needed this. So I blocked him. And then I saw him out a couple days later and he was like, I would like to be unblocked. I don't give a fuck. I would like for you to not be rude. Like, sorry. People really get you. People really fuck up. Like, they sit here and play like you need them and you don't. I'm sorry, my coworker just texted me asking me to swap shifts with him. Fuck no. Anyways, like I said, I thought about it and I said maybe, because we did talk, I did see him out. We talked about it and he said, I don't understand. He said something that kind of made me feel really bad, actually. And I still feel bad and I might apologize when I see him out. However, I don't think I'm going to unblock his number because I don't really want to have the same connection we had. I don't like him like that anymore. And also, like, I don't need somebody distracting me from what I need to take care of. Like, I'm moving in a couple weeks because my lease is up. I need to find somewhere to live. I need to focus on what career moves I want to actually make. I need to put this forward and make my podcast one of my main priorities. And I haven't been doing that. I don't want to neglect myself and my life for someone who is so temporary. So temporary. That is the main thing I feel like y'all can take from this is don't sweat over people in situations and things that are so fucking temporary. My friend, also, I think I told the story in the last podcast episode of why me and my friend fell out. It was because she bailed on me when I needed a girl's night. And then when I told her, you know, that she upset me, she made the whole fucking situation about her and was like, you always say you don't want to go to stuff and like was just so fucking rude. And I'm like, dude, when I express how I feel, I no longer give a fuck how you feel about the situation. If you had a problem, you been had a problem with me, you could have said it before I decided to say something. Like, don't make this about you. You're entitled to your feelings, but it's a time and place for everything. And when you've hurt somebody and they tell you to leave them alone, they no longer want to hear your side of it. You're talking to a brick wall. And you should lay down your sword and not fight because it's not worth it. Give a person space. And that's what happened. She couldn't give me space, but she kind of lied to me that night. She told me that she was just tired and she wasn't. She stayed up fucking around with this guy who doesn't even fucking like her. Because apparently I found out through the grapevine that she confessed, this guy who I told her, I was like, you know, I feel like you picked him over me that night because we were supposed to go hang out. The place that we were supposed to hang out at, she went to the night before with this guy who is awful to her. But a couple weeks ago, I guess, because me and her haven't been talking, she confessed to him that she had feelings for him, I found out, and he rejected her. So now she's lost one of her best friends, me, because she chose someone who was temporary. Someone who doesn't have her back. Someone who never fucking had her back. Someone who literally talks so much shit about her, which I never told her the stuff that he says about her. That's because it wasn't said to me. It was said to somebody else. So I can't be like, oh, he said X, Y, and Z about you and not have heard that for myself. That's just messy. But also, I was like, you know what? She lost her friend over someone who never was serious about her. Do not lose yourself over somebody who is not serious about you. That's how I felt about dude. who I had to block because he's bringing me down. I don't like that for real. Like, he's not a very positive enforce in my life, and that's okay. That might not be what he was put in my life to be. He might have been put in my life to just be a friend, but I have feelings for him and I don't want to be his friend. So I need to fall back. I need to focus on me because I can't help everybody if I'm not good myself. And he makes me not good. He stresses me out. He's not nice to me. And he just does a lot of disrespectful shit. Like, he fucking flirts with so many fucking women in front of me and doesn't care about anything, doesn't care about my feelings, and so why the fuck should I care about his? Why should I care that he wants to be unblocked? See, I was feeling a little bit bad, but now I sit here and thought about it. Fuck him. Just like my friend said at dinner, fuck him. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that was my higher self or just me being high, but either way it happened. There are little things you can do to take back power in your situations, and you have to figure out what they are. For me, it was that. And it sucked. I was upset. I don't even think I cried about the situation. I think I just kind of let it go. I didn't even cry about it. That's how you know I don't care about him. I don't understand how people act like they're just so, like, dead set. Like, I'm just going to be around... Excuse me. Be around somebody forever and allow them to treat me bad. Hell no. I don't allow nobody to treat me bad. I'm sorry. Even if it's one of my parents. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't buy. I'm already here. Y'all ain't helping me with nothing anymore. So that's... I'm good, you know? But... like I said, like, you can't treat people any kind of way and expect them to want to deal with your bullshit. You can't hurt people and then also tell them how to feel or how to react to it. That was another problem I had with my friend and with him. I'm just linking them together at this point. They both toxic. If you hurt somebody and they say they you hurt them, regardless if you think you did anything wrong. I think I've talked about this before. Regardless of how you felt you did in the situation, you should apologize. Like, people don't have a reason to lie about their feelings. Like, if someone says you hurt them, you hurt them. It doesn't matter how you feel about how they feel. That's their feelings. And if you care about them, apologize. But if you don't, move on with your life and let them be hurt. But remember that there are consequences for how you act. And karma's real. That shit will come back and hit you full force like a fucking brick in the face. When you least expect it to, that shit will sweep you off your feet. So... but yeah, I cut ties with him, cut ties with her, because these people aren't bettering me. They're stressing me out and they're offering me not much in return. So gotta go. You're just draining the shit out of me, and my energy is precious. I gotta protect it. I gotta go out of town this upcoming week to see my family, and I don't want to see these motherfuckers. I hate them. I don't hate them. I don't hate all of my family. Like, I like my nana. My dad, honestly, it sucks because if he ever listens to this one day, but I would punch him in the face. He's so annoying. He's just rude and he thinks that, like, his opinion matters. I don't know why, but he's just like a stupid fucking man, in my opinion. And he just says everything that's rude. Like, he doesn't say anything positive. He always talks about my weight. And I'm just like, dude, like, you suck. Like, you suck as a person. Like, if I spilled all of my family shit, y'all, not only would I not like my dad, y'all also wouldn't like him either. He's a piece of trash. And that's okay. But he's one of those people that's like a trash person and they don't even realize they're a piece of shit. Like, they just willingly are a piece of shit because they don't think that they ever do anything wrong. And it's just like, you're not perfect, dude. You're not God. Fuck off. I really like that Leave the Door Open song by Bruno Mars. It's like stuck in my head. Sipping. What you doing? Where you at? But that's pretty much it. It's like not even anything popping. I feel like I just talked about the same shit that I talked about in the last episode. Hopefully somebody took this, heard this, and, you know, thought like, hey, I have a person like that in my life too. I would also like to get rid of them. Do it. Fuck them. And if they care about you, they can work a little bit harder to prove that they care. It shouldn't be all you. It shouldn't. And it's not, nothing's all you. Nothing's, a relationship is two people. So when it doesn't work, it was because two people couldn't make it work. Not one person. Okay. And even if they were seeking something different, that's because you weren't their person. And that's okay. You know, you shouldn't look at yourself as less than a person, but you should analyze the situation for what it was and take what you can and figure out how to better yourself. People out here just being awful and not giving a fuck. So please self-reflect if you're listening to this. Say, damn, what did I do wrong in that situation? What could I have done better? I love to ask myself that because there is always something that I could have done better. Like with my situation, my friends, I ended up, my friend, I had to block that bitch's number because she was wilding. So maybe I could have not blocked her number and spoke to her a little bit more, but I was irritated and I'm violently mean when I'm irritated. And it's not even the mean that's like, I'm going to like talk about how you look or anything. I'm going to say things about your character that are so true and honest that you will find it offensive and never probably want to speak to me again. Because that is just how I am. Like, I'm going to give you my dry, honest perspective. So, it is what it is. But, like I said, if anybody's listening to this, if you were sad, I hope you're not sad anymore. I hope by the end of this podcast, you've stopped being sad. Or you forgot why you were sad. And I might have just reminded you just now. But, either way, Just listen to this episode again. Listen to another one. It's fine. You know, do things. Take your power back. That is the main point. Reflect. And remember that people, don't lose yourself over people in situations that are so temporary. Be honest with yourself because, I mean, a lot of people who won't be honest to yourself, to themselves or to you. So you have to, like, you know, take the liberty of doing it yourself. That is a part of growing up. All right, saddies. I love you guys. I'm going to end this episode because I have to go to dinner with my friend. And I love it. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening.